This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. And I am going to be talking today about how you can eat fat loss friendly meals. You can go paleo, you can go primal, you can eat clean, whatever you want to call it, for less money than the traditional American diet. Lots of people talk about how it is just so expensive to eat healthy. And it can be. It absolutely can be. But it can also be very expensive to not eat healthy. It can be very affordable to eat healthy. It is what you make it. It does not have to be more expensive. And I'm not going to go into a lot of the nuances in this episode about when you should go organic and when you can get away without it and hormone-free versus organic or whatever else, because I've already done that, and I've done a whole episode on that, which I will link to over on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. So I'm not going to go into the whole like fresh versus frozen and all of that because I already did. So I don't want to be redundant necessarily, but I have been getting a lot of emails from people who say that their biggest challenge is how expensive it is to eat healthy. And I totally get it. I totally hear you. But it just means that you're not doing it the right way. Because there is a cost-effective way to eat clean. And that's what I want to share with you today. So I took a couple hours this week. And I went to the grocery store. And I priced out five meals that are less than $1.99 per person. Five meals that are less than $1.99 per person. Now, these are obviously meals you make at home. These are not restaurant meals. But my point is, it is possible. And here's one thing I want to tell you as well. I priced these out at Trader Joe's, which is less expensive than Whole Foods, but certainly more expensive than a lot of mainstream grocers out there like Aldi or Food Lion. So you can make these meals for even less because in many cases, the meats were hormone-free, the vegetables were organic, and you don't have to shop that way. If you are on a budget, there are certain things that you can buy non-organic. There are meats that you can buy conventionally, and we'll talk about how to reduce the toxins when you are buying conventional items. And I also talked about that in much more detail in that other episode that I mentioned that is linked up in the show notes for this episode. So my point is, five meals that are under $1.99, and they're actually potentially cheaper than that, depending on where you buy your groceries. I want to help you see how you can be very budget conscious and healthy at the same time. And this matters. Of course it matters. I am not the kind of person that will say, well, you need to be spending a few hundred dollars a month on your groceries because your health matters. I am all about being financially conservative. It is very important to me personally, and I would never argue that it shouldn't be important to you. You guys have heard me talk before about how I paid off $130,000 in debt in less than 2 years. So it's not necessarily about, do you have the money for groceries or do you not? Do you have to kind of skim by? But honestly, in general, money isn't about how much we make. It's about how much we're able to keep, right? Because the less we spend, the more we have. So I want to really emphasize that this is totally possible, and it is possible while still enjoying your food. All of the five recipes, actually I'm going to share six, but one of them is just over $2. Five of the recipes are under $1.99, and they're all things that I personally enjoy very much. So I'm not saying you have to eat boring, bland food to eat well. That is not true at all. The more exotic your choices are, the more they will cost. If you were making every meal out of a cookbook or off somebody's blog, you're probably going to spend more. The more complex your recipes, the more they will cost. You do not need complex, and you do not need exotic. Plus, those things tend to take more time. And I don't know about you, but I find it off-putting to have to buy something special for a recipe. More often than not, I see recipes that look super delicious, but I don't want to buy some obscure flour or some obscure spice or some obscure oil that I'm not going to use regularly. So one of the fastest ways to save money is to stop looking for recipes or seeking out recipes or incorporating special recipes that require you to use these special ingredients that you either have to buy online or at some specialty store. I rarely do that. The exception might be coconut flour, because I do use that in my salmon cakes, but otherwise you will find two kinds of oil in my pantry. The only flour you will find is coconut flour. You will not find seven different varieties of sweeteners like agave for this and honey for that and stevia for the next thing and raw sugar for another, molasses for something else. Nope. The only sugar you will find in my pantry, and it's not even, is you will find some stevia extract. That's it. You do not need to get fancy. Can you? Of course you can. Do you have to? Absolutely not. I am never a fan of 17 types of oils and 42 different spices that you touch, you know, every 17 months. Nope, not my style. It's okay if it's your style, but if you're on a budget, you're certainly going to save a lot more by eliminating a lot of that complex stuff. And that doesn't mean your food is boring. There's a difference between boring and simple. Simple can be really, really delicious. In fact, personally, simple is my preference, because I think I can taste the food more. It takes me less time. I'm all about less time in the kitchen, and it costs less. One of the cornerstones here is to really find your favorite foods. When you find your favorite foods that are whole foods or fat loss friendly or whatever is important to you, fix them really simply. I love salmon. So I don't need to complicate it. I don't need special Cajun seasonings or special exotic Himalayan rock salts. Like, that stuff's all lovely, but it's not practical for everybody. And for individuals like me that want to save money when grocery shopping, keep it really simple. Find your favorites and prepare them simply. It doesn't have to be complex to be delicious, right? Plus, a lot of that stuff takes special equipment. So in addition to buying food, you're buying like something that turns your zucchini into noodles or whatever it is, and you're going to use those things like three times a year. Is it really worth it? Now, some of the more affordable proteins, because you can get very expensive with meat products, right? But you don't have to. For example, chicken thighs are amazingly delicious, and they're far less expensive than chicken breast. Ground turkey is so affordable and super versatile. You can do a million things with it. You can do a marinara over spaghetti squash, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. You can do turkey burgers. You can do a saute with eggs and veggies and ground turkey. You can stuff a sweet potato with ground turkey and different vegetables. You can do so many things. And then also, do not be afraid to embrace canned meat products, canned fish. I love canned salmon, canned tuna, canned chicken. Sure, there are high and low qualities, but even the higher quality items tend to be very affordable. And don't forget eggs. Eggs are a very affordable protein. People tend to get a little bit crazy on the spending when it comes to dietary fats. They buy pistachio oil and almond extracts and nut butters, all sorts of exotic nut butters. I hear people, or I see people, take pictures of their pantries with like 13 different varieties of nut butter and 10 different oils, all in an attempt to get healthier fats, or spending a lot of money on expensive nuts like macadamias, which are a great source of fat, but they're also pretty pricey. One of the ways I love to get healthy fats is by choosing proteins that are also higher in fat, like eggs are a great one because the whites are pretty much pure protein and the yolks are pretty close to like pure fat. And then salmon as well. Salmon is an excellent source of protein, but it's also a higher fat protein. This is again why I choose chicken thighs, because chicken breasts are pretty much pure protein, whereas chicken thighs are a really great blend of fat and protein. So I try to save money on my proteins by eating the higher fat proteins, so I don't necessarily seek balance by adding additional items, because additional items are great, but they also add additional costs. The other thing is, don't buy things just because they're affordable if you won't eat them. How many people have canned salmon or canned tuna in their pantry that they bought with great intentions and have never eaten? I know for me, at one point I was like, I'm going to start eating anchovies because those are really affordable and they're a really great blend of fat and protein and vitamins and minerals. I'm not. They're still sitting there. I'm not going to eat them. That's not my preference. No, thank you. So if you think of something that's a great idea, ask yourself, am I really going to eat this? Not do I have intentions to eat it. Of course, when you buy it, you have intentions to eat it. But most of us have hundreds of dollars of food either in the fridge rotting or in the pantry or in the cabinets that we're never going to eat. And that is one of the primary reasons that people feel like eating well is more expensive, because so much of it goes to waste. Either the recipes you plan to make are too complex and you feel tired at the end of the day, so you eat out, or you bought things with good intentions that don't match up to your palate, that you don't like, that you don't enjoy. So your good intentions while you shop don't mean anything if you're not going to eat it. So that is one of the biggest ways that people waste money. The other thing that people do is they shop too infrequently. So you might have intentions of buying all this food and doing this huge meal prep, but you never do. And so by the time you get around to those vegetables 6 days later, they're not good anymore. You might find that it is far more cost-effective to shop every few days instead of once a week if you are stuck in the situation where that food is spoiling in your fridge, which I think we've all been through, and it's so frustrating to throw things away that you know you spent $20, $30, $40, $50 on, and then of course you feel like it's more expensive, because it is, because the perishable stuff, you eat it right away because you like it better, and even if you don't, you can have that box pasta 6 months later. So identify your favorites and keep them simple. Do not buy more than you know for sure you're going to eat or prepare in the next few days. Do not shop based on your good intentions. Do not shop based on your good intentions. That is a recipe for food going to waste. And be seasonal in your selections. Don't worry, we're going to get to these specific meals in just a minute, but be seasonal with your selections. You are going to pay far more for blueberries in the dead of winter than you are in the spring or summer. And don't be afraid of frozen vegetables either. Frozen veggies, frozen fruits, canned meats, frozen meats, all good ways to save money. And honestly, now I love Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. But if you're trying to shop on a budget, that is not the best way to go. Your money will go far further at a Trader Joe's or a Food Lion or a Stop and Shop or a farmer's market. Sometimes the very best deals can be found through online ranchers or local ranchers at a farmer's market. And remember too, that with all things, there are more expensive meats. You are going to pay a lot more for sea bass than you are for tilapia. You are going to pay a lot more for Brussels sprouts than you are for a head of cabbage. You are going to pay a lot more for so many, for macadamia nuts than you are for a bottle of extra virgin olive oil. So keep in mind that while you're looking for proteins and fats and vegetables and fruits, that there are more expensive options and less expensive options. So keep that in mind. Just because macadamia nuts are a great healthy fat doesn't mean you need to buy them. I don't buy them every week because why? Well, one, I have a portion control issue with nuts. But more than that, they are very expensive. They are very expensive. All right, so remember that it is a spectrum. One last thing before I go into these five recipes under $1.99 and that bonus one that's just over $2. If you are buying conventional meats, like let's say you buy chicken thighs that are not organic or that are not from free-range chickens or whatever else, I would encourage you to pour off the fat after cooking and trim the fat before cooking. And the reason for that is when you are buying conventionally raised items, a lot of the toxins are gonna be stored in the fat. Our body fat naturally traps toxins. So if you're gonna buy that ground beef that isn't from grass-fed cows or isn't organic or isn't hormone-free, just pour off the fat. If you're going to buy conventional chicken thighs or chicken breasts, trim off the fat with some scissors and then pour it out of the pan before you eat it. That's a great way to make something that maybe not be the most ideal choice a little bit better for your body. All right, so what I'm gonna do is go through these five meals that I've priced out, again, at Trader Joe's for less than $1.99 per person. This is, again, just to show you that it can be done. And here's the other thing. I'm not sharing with you, like, lame, stupid things that nobody would want to eat. Now, maybe you don't want to eat these, but these are things that I eat on a very regular basis and I think are eating well. Like, I look forward to them. I really, really enjoy them, and they're super affordable. So one of them, and there's a picture of this up on the show notes at primalpotential.com. I've also regularly posted it on Instagram and Facebook because I'm in love with this and I think that this should be on the menu at every restaurant in the country. And that is bacon and eggs in a sweet potato. So here's the deal. You bake your sweet potato first and then you cut it in half. You scoop a little bit of the potato, the cooked potato, out of the middle, not all of it, but a little bit to make a little nest where you're gonna line that hole with bacon. And then on the inside of the bacon, you're gonna put a raw egg. And then you're gonna pop it back in the oven and bake it. So you have your creamy sweet potato, your salty, crunchy bacon, and then your egg cooked in the middle, however you prefer it to be cooked. I like to keep my yolks a little bit soft, and then that just makes it even more creamy. But when you buy a bag of sweet potatoes, the cost per sweet potato, the way I was pricing it out at Trader Joe's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 38 cents. Two eggs, and again, you can get these eggs less expensive, I'm sure, at other grocers, but it was $2.99 for a dozen eggs, which makes two eggs about 25 cents, and one slice of bacon, 41 cents. The meal total for that meal that is amazing, two eggs, a slice of bacon, and a sweet potato, $1.04. Plus, it is delicious. So don't tell me that it's not affordable to eat healthy, because right there you've got super healthy fat in those egg yolks. You've got protein in your egg whites. You've got some more fat in your bacon. And you've got a lot of vitamins, minerals, and really healthy carbs and fiber in your sweet potato for $1.04. All right, the next one is salmon cakes and mashed cauliflower. Salmon cakes are one of my favorite things, and they're so easy, and they're freezable. So I'll make a bunch of them, and I'll keep them in the freezer, and then I'll just pull them out and cook them as I'm ready to eat them. So they go into the freezer pre-cooked. And this is made with one can of salmon, which I priced at $3.79, one egg, a tablespoon of mustard, a tablespoon of coconut flour. Now, the can of coconut flour is expensive. It's $6.85, but that's 64 tablespoons, and we're only using one tablespoon. So if we figure that this makes four servings, right, then we're looking at $1.05 for one serving of the salmon cakes. And then when you take your head of cauliflower and you boil it, and then you puree it, drained, obviously, please don't puree it in all the water, but you boil the cauliflower, drain it, add a tablespoon of butter. Your meal total is $1.87. And that's assuming that your head of cauliflower makes 4 or 5 servings. $1.87 for salmon cakes and mashed cauliflower. One of my go-tos. Again, you see this pop up in my Instagram feed all the time. All right, this next one is my breakfast almost every day lately. I am all over this as a post-workout meal. And what I do is I take 2 cups of raw shredded cabbage. In this example, I'm using green cabbage, which is about $1.20, but that makes far more than 2 cups, and we're only using 2 cups. Then 2 slices of cooked bacon, 2 eggs over easy, and 1/2 avocado. And then you just blend it all together, and I use my OXO salad chopper. I've talked about this a million times before. And you mix it all together. That is a massive meal. A massive meal. In fact, a lot of you guys have reached out to me and said, I don't know how you eat that for a meal. I get 1/4 of the way through and I'm full. I guess I have a lot of storage space in this gut of mine, but that is a meal for me, and that is only $1.93. Now, a word about the avocados. Avocados can be expensive, but 4 avocados at Trader Joe's were $2.69, which makes them 67 cents each. So 1/2 avocado is only 33 cents. So sometimes we have this image in our head that certain things are really expensive, but it's just a perception, or maybe you are buying your avocados one at a time or out of season or something like that that makes them more expensive. But you can buy several avocados, and here's how I make sure they don't go bad. I keep them in the fridge. They will ripen very, very slowly in the dark refrigerator compared to if you have them out on the counter. So I pull it out and set it on the counter 1 or 2 days before I want to eat it. And then I wrap the half that I don't use. I leave the pit in the half that I'm not going to use, and I either put it in a Ziploc bag or I wrap it in foil. But either way, make sure you get as much of the air out as possible. And then as long as I use that other half the next day, I'm good to go. All right, the next meal is, I think I've mentioned spaghetti squash so often recently, I guess because we're coming out of fall and into winter, and I have had this very, very regularly. But I love spaghetti squash topped with ground turkey and tomato sauce. So like a ground turkey marinara over spaghetti squash. And the way I priced it out, it was $2.69 for a big whole spaghetti squash. So if you're going to eat 1/4 of that for your meal, that's 67 cents. 1/2 cup of marinara, about 36 cents. And this was based on a jar at Trader Joe's, which was organic, so you can certainly get this for less. And then 4 ounces of ground turkey, which I was buying it at $2.99 per pound, which makes 1/4 of a pound, 74 cents. So that meal total for spaghetti squash topped with ground turkey and marinara is only $1.77. All right, the next one again uses turkey. So if you have that turkey from the day before, you still have 3/4 of a pound left if you were eating on your own, is a turkey burger, no bun, topped with bacon and avocado, which I find to be super delicious. And you can obviously have a side salad, but I think you could totally be satisfied with just the turkey and the avocado and your bacon. So again, $2.99 for a pound, 1/4 pound burger, 74 cents, 1 slice of bacon, about 41 cents. And again, you could get this for less expensive because I was buying my bacon at Trader Joe's. And then 1/4 of an avocado for the burger is 17 cents, making that meal, your turkey burger with bacon and avocado, just $1.31. I wanted to add in a bonus meal here because this is something that makes a regular appearance, and it was just barely over that $1.99 limit, which was totally arbitrary. But I didn't want to say six meals under $2.50 because five of them were under $1.99. So it's five meals under $1.99 and one meal for $2.12. And that is, it doesn't get any more simple or delicious than this. It's chicken thighs in tomato sauce with shredded Brussels sprouts. Now, you guys know that I am all about easy and simple. So I take the chicken thighs raw and I dump them into a pot and I cover them. There's usually like six or eight chicken thighs in a package. I cover them with about half a jar of tomato sauce and that's it. No oil, no salt, no nothing. And I pop it in the oven 350 for about 40 minutes, right? And the pot is covered, of course. And that's it for the chicken. And it's so delicious and so moist because chicken thighs are way more moist than chicken breasts. And you've got this delicious marinara sauce on top of it. I love the Trader Joe's stuff, but of course you could use anything. And having that alongside a cup and a half of Brussels sprouts. The Brussels sprouts for a cup and a half are about 93 cents. Your tomato sauce per serving is going to be about 36 cents. And two chicken thighs is going to cost you about 83 cents. Super, super affordable. Making that only $2.12. So the reality is this, can eating healthy, eating paleo, eating primal, clean eating, whole foods, whatever you want to call it, can it be expensive? Yes, absolutely, it sure can. Does it have to be expensive? No, it does not. It is what you make it. It's just like, can you eat really cheap on the standard American diet? Of course you can. Can you eat really expensively on the standard American diet? Absolutely, you can. So I hope this episode was helpful. I know it was a little bit different, maybe a little bit list formatty. I would love to hear from you if you found it helpful. These meals and their prices are over at the show notes at primalpotential.com, as well as if you haven't heard that earlier episode, it's episode 60-something, but I will link to it in the show notes page. Do check that out because I talk about if you're going to go organic, make sure it's with these things. Don't worry about these things as much. I talk about fresh versus frozen and lots of different kind of overarching, less specific strategies for eating healthy on a budget. So check out that. Let's very appropriately wrap up with what I ate yesterday. So random. Yesterday was a Sunday, and with my coffee in the morning, I had two chicken thighs. They were left over in the fridge, and when I went to get some water, they were in there, and I was hungry, so I had those. And then after my workout, I had my standard post-workout breakfast of late, which was that, what I mentioned earlier, a couple of cups of raw cabbage with two eggs, two slices of bacon, and a half an avocado all mashed together. And then dinner, I went over to Zoe's Kitchen, which is a chain restaurant that's kind of in different places throughout the country. But my favorite thing there is the protein power plate, which is caramelized onions on top of cabbage with grilled chicken. And then I was a little bit snacky later in the day, but I decided to say no to the nuts. And I think I had four or five cups of tea while working at night to avoid snacking because I wasn't hungry. I was just kind of desiring things. So anyway, do let me know what you thought of this episode. And we have an outro now. It's long overdue. So listen up to the outro and let me know what you think. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great one. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.